incident regarding the pious son of Khalifa Harun al-Rashid. So when Abu Amir Basri, rahimahullah, had offered the young boy a new piece of cloth as a kafan, the boy said, the cloth, old or new, will quickly perish. What stays with a person after his death are his deeds. Give this turban of mine and the jug to the grave digger, and after you have buried me, deliver this copy of the Holy Quran and this ring to Khalifa Harun al-Rashid. Please deliver it into his own hands and say to him, these things were given to me by a strange boy who asked me to pass them on to you with the words, O my father, take a lesson, for I fear that you may die disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, deceived by this world. It was with these words on his lips that the young boy passed away. Then only after his death I washed him, shrouded him and laid him in his grave. I gave his turban and jug to the grave digger as he had requested. After this, I went to Baghdad to deliver the ring and the Holy Quran to the Khalifa. Fortunately for me, when I reached the Khalifa's palace, he entered. I stood on a high spot and watched them. First, a troop of 1,000 horsemen came out, followed by 10 more troops. In each troop, there were 1,000 horsemen. In the last troop, the Amirul Mu'mineen himself came out riding a fine horse. When I saw him, I called out in a loud voice, O Amirul Mu'mineen, I request you in the name of your relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Amirul Mu'mineen stopped and looked around. I went forward at once and handed over to him the two items of the prince, saying, these things were given to me by a strange boy who passed away, requesting that these be delivered into your own hands. The Khalifa looked at the ring and the Holy Quran and hung his head in sorrow. I saw tears dripping from his eyes. The Amirul Mu'mineen then told his servant to take me to his palace and to bring me to him when he returned from his ride. I stayed with the servant in the palace waiting for the king. When the Khalifa came back in the evening, he ordered that the curtains of his palace be closed and he told the servant to call me, even though, he said, the man will just refresh my sadness. The servant came to me and said, the Amirul Mu'mineen is calling you, but mind you, he is extremely grieved. If you want to say something in 10 words, try to say it in 5. He then led me into the private room of the Khalifa, who was sitting there all by himself. The Khalifa told me to sit closer to him, and when I had taken my seat, he asked me, did you know that son of mine? I said, yes. And he asked me, what did he do for a living? I said that he did the work of a builder. The Amir al-Mu'mineen said, did you also ask him to do the work of a builder? I said that I had done so. The Amir al-Mu'mineen said, did you not think that he's from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning that Harun al-Rashid was from the grandchildren of Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu anhu, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? I said, O Amirul Mu'mineen, first of all, I beg the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then I beg your pardon, but I did not know of it at that time. I only learnt about it after he had passed away. The Khalifa said, did you wash his body with your own hands? I said, yes. And he said, let me touch your hand. He then held my hand to his chest, rubbing his chest with it, and he recited a few poems. Inshallah, we'll continue from there tomorrow. Allah, I'm going to